Joe Cordell is the CEO of Cordell & Cordell and is joining us on the phone now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. We are Money Radio, so let's talk about money. It has a big impact on people's divorce situations. Can I assume that maybe in every state in the union there are different rules about how assets are divided?
Well, you know, there are some common denominators, and there are general rules that are prevalent in virtually all the states. For example, regarding property division, as a general rule, a starting point often tell clients is let's assume that there will be a 50-50 division of the marital assets. And the marital assets are typically anything that the parties have acquired from the outset of their marriage. And it also includes, to the surprise of many people, that anything that either party earned individually during the course of the marriage belongs to the marriage. So that means that if you have one earner who makes, say, 3 to 4 times what the other party does, then they may end up contributing 80 to 90% of the total assets, yet those would all be marital.
All right, based on what you've said so far, does that mean if one party has $20 million and the other party is working at a part-time job before they get married, does that mean that if after the divorce, the person with the $20 million gets to keep that?
Well, if life were so simple, you would have, first of all, I'd make a lot less money. But I can tell you that the starting point is, yes, if you have that asset, just the starting point would be that if it were carefully kept separate, were not commingled in any way, then theoretically that would be untouched. The problem is that often that money will be moved in and out of accounts. It will earn additional income, and the income on the separate asset, interestingly enough, is marital. So you can inadvertently convert something that would otherwise be a safely separate asset into a marital asset. And one other thing I should add is that commonly either party will get a gift, and gifts, incidentally, to a party individually would be a separate asset. But they'll take that gift from mom and dad, sometimes substantial, maybe even an inheritance, and they will put it in a joint account. And once that's done, it's construed by the law as being a gift from what would have been a separate estate, is the phrase that's used, separate estate to a marital estate. So there are lots of landmines out there.
I want to ask you about this one, too. A lot of people have retirement accounts, 401ks, and so forth. If a person, one of the parties, has an individual account like that, does that also become a marital asset?
Yeah, pretty much any retirement accounts that have been accumulated during the marriage, you know, that's going to be derived from earnings, so that's going to be regarded as a marital account. Now, let me hurry to add that you know, still among the marital assets, you know, they may not be divided exactly 50-50. I mean, that percentage can swing 10, 15%, sometimes 20% or more based upon factors such as the party's earning power. Sometimes marital misconduct is still a factor in a minority of states. So there are other factors that can affect that distribution. But it's a good starting point for thinking about what a person looking at divorce might find themselves with on the other side.
Marital misconduct, does that mean cheating?
Yeah, cheating used to be, for example, adultery, physical abuse, other things, dissipation of marital assets. Used to, those things were big factors. I mean, that was the drama in divorce. But there's been a trend in recent years to say, look, if there's been marital misconduct, unless you can show me where it directly impacts financially the parties, then we're not interested in hearing the lurid details. Now, it can still make its way in other ways where there's custody battles, where there are assets that are spent upon that third party, but still the majority trend has been in that direction, much to the dismay, I might add, to many of my clients at least.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, to get all the advice you need, Cordell & Cordell is the place to go. And Joe Cordell, tell us how to do that, please.
Well, go to CordellandCordell.com is the best place to start, but there's dadsdivorce.com and there's mensdivorce.com. Both of those are our sites with wonderful free information.
And there are local attorneys here in the Arizona area.
Certainly. We have attorneys in Tucson and Phoenix.
Very good. Joe Cordell, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, always.